Welcome to The Deadline. I'm Laura, your host and founder of the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society. Our screaming lady is back. How nice. Hi,
Nobody
Brian.
We know.
Yeah, just wait. February 2nd, you're going to hear me all the way down to Perth Amboy.
Yeah, that's good thing I don't live in Perth Amboy.
So how are you, Bri?
Oh, just peachy keen.
Did you have a good Thanksgiving?
Same as usual, family.
Yeah? Turkey?
Yeah. Turkey.
Besides you?
No. Lasagna.
Sorry. So yeah, turkey, lasagna. Lasagna? How the hell do you factor lasagna into Turkey Day?
My stepmother is Italian.
Italian, okay. All right.
And whatever else was on there.
I cooked. I had a 20-pound turkey for me and my kids, so we picked out.
20-pound turkey for you and the kids.
I can't help it. I still cook it, like, you know. Yeah. And I got it for free. You were allowed up to a 21-pounder, and I found a perfectly 20. It's just 20. 20.00. Perfect 20-pound turkey. And I thought, well, it's free. What the hell? You know, we eat what we want, and the rest we throw out. And plus, a lot of times, too, I'll take the carcass and throw it out in the woods, you know, and let the animals pick it clean.
So you eat what you want, and you throw it out. So you're wasting all that food.
It was free. I don't care. You know.
All those starving homeless people that could feed for like
a month.
Well,
they're dumpster diving.
And not in Hackettstown.
Well, that's the place to dumpster dive, dude. You know, like, I mean, come on. I'm throwing out all this good food. You know, I make the homemade cranberry dressing and the stuffing and the gravy and, you know, biscuits and the garlic mashed potatoes and the sweet potato and banana casserole. Yum. With the marshmallows on top. That's almost like dessert. You can't believe you're eating something that's fruit and vegetable and it's supposed to be actually good for you, but this sweet potato banana casserole it's like a dessert. And then everybody's like, oh, cranberries. But when you see the way I make them, you know, cook them with the coconut and the chopped walnuts and everything, oh, it's yummy.
Okay. We'll take your word for it.
Yeah. Well, someday. Well, yeah, you came over. What did I make that night we came over for the investigation? Was it the penne?
Yeah.
Penne pasta, yep. With the Parmarosa and the arugula and stuff?
I know it was the penne pasta.
Yeah, I think it was the Parmarosa sauce, right?
Mm-hmm. I think so.
And then the garlic bread.
And then that exciting investigation.
Yeah. I know.
I tell everyone, you know, if you don't want your house to be haunted, you bring me there. Because whenever I'm around, nothing ever happens.
Yeah, thanks. No. No, it's weird, you know. I think what happens, too, is, you know, I think sometimes, too, the people who are living there, they're there day in, day out, you know. I mean, we can't really expect to show up and have it, like, okay, well, we're going to be here from 9 to 10, so do your thing, ghosts, and,
well,
you know.
Yeah, but I've been to, you know, so many places at different times for different lengths of time, and not even, like, you know, a push, hearing a voice.
Well, how do you think I feel? I mean, I ended up buying the only non-haunted house, apparently, in Hackettstown. Everybody's got a ghost in their house in Hackettstown. Not me. I'm down there in the basement painting away, and looks at me, and he's like, you getting anything? I'm like, nothing.
Nope, you just had a demon.
Well. Woo, that was good.
Did I say that? Oops.
Oops. Those little thought bubbles keep bursting. Oh, my God. Yeah, well. All right. But luckily, I was exorcised to the tune of, like, what, $5,500 in divorce court? Yeah, sweet.
The power of Christ compels you.
Anywho, let's move on to our meeting announcements. Let's see. We have one more meeting for the year 2007, and that is taking place November 29th for the Northeast Division, headed up by team leader Laura Lindemann at the Bogota Recreation Center, located at 162 West Main Street in Bogota. The Hazlitt meeting for November has taken place, same with the Hackettstown one, and we don't have any meetings in December. But if you want to head out to Pagoda for November 29th, the meeting starts at 7, ends at 8:30. You don't have to be a member. You can just show up and enjoy the meeting. And that's pretty much it. So, and I guess, but yeah, this show is, well, it's already Friday. Everybody's had their turkey, so we just want to wish everybody a post-happy Thanksgiving. And we're just going to take a quick commercial break.
Do you have what it takes to be a ghost hunter? Are you fascinated with the paranormal? Then why not take your interest to the next level and join New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society? For a $20 lifetime membership fee, you'll receive training on our cemetery hunts, get to participate on investigative teams for private investigations, and receive discounts on books we sell. Members also get the reduced rate on special events we offer throughout the year. You can PayPal right from the homepage of www.njghs.net or send your check or money order payable to Ghost Hunters to P.O. Box 8018, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07054. Happy haunting.
This is Troy Taylor, founder of the American Ghost Society, and you're listening to the Deadline Podcast in the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society.
Hey, welcome back. It's time for Parashare. Now, if you send in a story, Parashare, paranormal experience, I know, it's like, I can't talk tonight, you will receive membership in the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society, which is a $20 value if you're not already a member. So mail your Parashare story, you email it to thedeadline@njghs.net. Now, this week we have a very lengthy, it's like a field report on Fort Mifflin by the Bylancic gentlemen, John and Mark.
Fort Mifflin?
Yeah. I'm sorry. They're going to Fort Mifflin. But this is when they did their Pequest Cemetery thing. Anyway, it was a cemetery hunt that was held back in October of 2007, and they went on it. They wrote up a really lengthy report, which I'm going to read. People can check them out at gsparanormal.com. It stands for Garden State Paranormal Research. That is their new little organization that they have founded. So, but you can check them out at gsparanormal.com. And here is their field report for being at the Pequest Cemetery. While on an NJGHS cemetery hunt in October 2007, and just so you know, that was Dina Tirico, was the team leader that night, in the Pequest Cemetery, Great Meadows, New Jersey, Mark decided to try interviewing with an IR thermometer, I guess it's infrared?
Yes.
Okay. Rather than the digital audio, we were struck by the number of U.S. veterans' graves, and in particular by one headstone, that of Walter and Doris Petty. What caught our attention is the fact that Doris had died just earlier this year. Mark aimed the IR thermometer on the gravestone and began the interview by addressing Walter as Sailor Yeoman Petty, the rank on his military marker, and he immediately got a temperature shift of about 8 degrees. Now, he doesn't say if it went up or down. I don't know. There was no wind that night, and neither of us felt a cold spot above the ground where we were standing. I then asked about Doris's dying that year and if Walter was happy to see her, and the temperature dove 10 degrees. This was something we had to capture. At this point, I turned on the FLIP, which is FLIP video camera I carry just to document instrument readings, and began to tape the readout on the thermometer. The video above is the clip that I took. He's talking about, if you're reading this on their website, you could find it on their investigation page. Anyway, what you are seeing appears to be the thermometer pointed straight up, but in reality it is pointed straight at the ground. What appears to be H5 on the thermometer readout is actually 54, just upside down. In the video, you can hear Mark say he's pointing to a name on the stone. He meant flashing the laser pointer at the name. About halfway through the video, the image appears to turn upside down. What happened was I realized the video image would appear to be facing the wrong way, so I switched and held the video camera upside down as well. Now the digits appear correct. Okay, back to the story. Mark and I take turns asking questions. I ask Doris again, but this time get no response. Oh, he asks about Doris again and gets no response. We ask a few more questions, seeing if they will change the temperature again, with no luck. Mark then asks if they combine to change the temperature, and immediately a readout drops 11 degrees from 54 to 43 degrees. Mark says thank you, and the temp goes back to 53. A few more questions. At this point, the video flips. Mark says, thank you for being cooperative. If you'd like us to leave, just... He doesn't even get to finish the question, and the temperature dives instantly to 41. We say thanks and leave, and we were... as we were asked to do. If you want some fun, pause the above video right at the point where the 41 appears and use the forward and backward arrow to move frame by frame. Works with most browsers. You will see that the 53 changes to 42 in a single frame. And in the streaming condensed video that's about 1/12 second of a second. In the raw video, it takes about 4 frames at 30 frames per second. As you go back and forth over those frames, you can see that although the light moves, the thermometer stays still, so it wasn't picking up a reading from any other spot. Now, being as scientific and critical as possible, we did further tests and were able to get a reading of 43 degrees on the grass some distance away from where we were standing, but could not get anything to change the readings as rapidly as we had seen them change. Most gravestones, however, did register about 50 degrees or so. And because we're GSPR, we present this story only because we have the video. You can watch and judge for yourself. While the handheld camera does move, we couldn't detect much movement in the thermometer at the moments the temperatures were changing so radically. But again, there's the video, so you can be the judge. We would encourage others to attempt this line of investigation to see if these results can be repeated, a main aspect of the scientific method. We were also carrying the Olympus digital audio recorder, but detected nothing unusual on the audio. We'd love it if you drop us a note with your thoughts on this report, questions, and especially if you have trouble seeing the video. We're Mac-based, not 100% certain what compatibility we have in the Windows world. Thanks, Mark and John. Well, thank you, Mark and John. I am so glad you took all the time to write all that up on your site. And the site looks good, by the way. I was scoping it out the other night, on last Friday night. It looked really good. You know,
cool.
So I'm very proud that, you know, these are two people who joined the NJGHS, did a cemetery hunt. They've gone on to get their, well, I have to still grade their stuff, but they've gone on to get their CPI at Eastern State. They've got their own thing going now, a website, gsparanormal.com. So it's, this makes me happy, you know, because it's like the organization is growing and we've got so many other people who have joined and are going off and forming their own things. So there's like so many spokes to the wheel, the hub of the NJGHS now. It's pretty amazing, you know, so that's pretty cool. Are we supposed to do a commercial break?
At some point, yes.
You want to do one or you want to just go into haunted trivia?
No, let's go and do one.
Yeah? All right. Yep. We'll be back.
If you're ready to take your ghost hunting to the next level, you're ready to be a certified paranormal investigator by the New Jersey Ghost Hunters Society. The certification includes 4 hours of hands-on, concentrated training by the NJGHS leaders at the most haunted prison in the United States, Eastern State Penitentiary, located in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. To participate, you must have all of your own equipment. Register online at the NJGHS.net website certification page. Costs are $125 for current members and $145 for non-members of the NJGHS who will receive their membership going forward. PayPal, MasterCard, and Visa are accepted. Upon completion of the course, submission of your report of findings, and achieving a total point score of 80 or better, you will receive your certificate and new certified paranormal investigator card from the NJGHS. All the details are on the certification page of the NJGHS.net website. So what are you waiting for? Take your hobby seriously. Become a certified paranormal investigator.
Hi, I'm Mark Skirman.
And I'm Mark Moran.
We travel on the roads more weird with our show Weird US.
And you're listening to The Deadline, podcast of the New Jersey Ghost Hunters Society.
Hey, welcome back. It's time for Haunted Trivia. Now, last week's Haunted Trivia, you were asked,
What town was Brownie the good dog from? And the answer was Daytona Beach. That's in Florida. And if you were really diligent and sent in the kudos and extra credit answer, it was Riverfront Park, which is where Brownie the good dog is buried. Okay. This week's haunted trivia has a skill level of semi-difficult. Okay, everybody knows about the Brown Lady of Raynham Hall, the famous full-body apparition photo taken in 1936, and we've heard it 1,000 times about the Lady in White, the Gray Lady, etc. But what about the Green Lady? Yes, there is the ghost of a beautiful Spanish woman who never set foot in this English mansion, but the miniature of herself did. Apparently, in death, she was able to make it to her lover's home and there reside in spirit form to this day. What is the name of this British hall? Be the first person to email the correct answer to hauntedtrivia@njghs.net, and you'll win the NJGHS t-shirt. Okay, so what is the name of the British hall where the lady, the Green Lady, appears? Okay, so I guess I've mentioned it, and it's definitely on the deadline page of the njghs.net site. It's the Bella's Blessing. It's being put together by the Rainbow Foundation. Christina is in charge of the event. If you're interested in attending, tickets are available at $75 per person. It's taking place on Wednesday, December 12th, 2007 at 6:30 p.m. in the Lakeside Manor in Hazlitt. Little Isabella is the granddaughter of our team leaders, Gregory and Sherry Irish, and she has been diagnosed with SMA, which is spinal muscular atrophy. So they're doing a really nice event, and hopefully everybody can turn out, you know, and enjoy the nice evening of a nice sit-down dinner and beer and wine and live music. If you can't make it, then at least send a check, you know, payable to the Rainbow Foundation. All the info, like I said, is on our website, and you can always email Christina, who's running the event. And her email address is on the site, too. It's bellasblessings2007@yahoo.com. So, you know, again, our thoughts and prayers go out to the Irishes and little Isabella. We hope that they get a good turnout for this event, right?
Yep.
And let's see. Is there anything else? There was something I thought of before while we were saving the, that before the commercial break, while we were on break. And I said, I got to make sure I mention that. I know we covered there's no meetings in December. Oh, now it escapes me. But there was something else about... What were we talking about when we were... Was it Fort Mifflin?
We were talking about Fort Mifflin.
Yeah.
We still need people for that.
Yeah, because that's an all-nighter, and you can register for that. I think we have a couple spots left. It's $100 per person, but it's an all-nighter, and it's a very small group, no more than 10 people. It's on December 15th. If you go to the investigations tab of the njghs.net site, you'll see a little drop down that says Fort Mifflin. You click on that, and that's the only thing that's on that page is the ability to register with PayPal. But, yeah, I understand. Oh, that's what it was. You were telling me Taps has gone to Fort Mifflin. It's going to be in their upcoming season?
Next season.
Yeah.
Yep.
So how's your chance? Get there before the Taps stuff airs. But as a follow up, I remember when we did our Halloween show and I told you how I presented to the 7th graders.
Yes.
Okay. I got a really nice email from Brant Anderson, the teacher who booked me to appear at his school. And then I wrote back to him. I said, "Wow, could I use that as on our website where we have like the endorsements, so people know like this is what other people who have seen my presentation, what it's all about." And he wrote back and said, "Absolutely." So I will be putting his really nice email on that page because that was really cool. And gosh, I can't believe we're staring down the Christmas and New Year's. We got to figure out what we're doing for our holiday show this year. Do we want to do more Bob Rivers stuff?
We did that last year.
We got to come up with something new. I don't know if anybody has any suggestions. Yeah. Right.
We can barely get a parachute.
Can't even get a
parachute
out of you. What the hell am I thinking? There was a real major brain fart.
We're used to that with you.
I know. Guilty. Anyway, stay tuned to the njghs.net website and sign up for our Yahoo group so you get all the latest, greatest info. That way I don't have to keep repeating myself. I can just blast it right into your email box. And that's free. That's a free service, the Yahoo group.
I'm trying to think. You can check out our MySpace page, which is myspace.com/NJGHS. And that's pretty much it, you know?
Yep.
Yeah. So thanks again to Brian Sant, the NJGHS technician and producer of The Deadline.
Hail to the king.
And our team leaders, Gregory and Sherry Irish, Dina Tirico, and Laura Lindemann. And of course, before I forget, did anybody watch Irving Rehnquist?
Nope.
That's, I still want to catch one of the episodes because it sounded like it was pretty good. And I want to give a shout out to Nathan, who's Demon Hunter, right?
Yes.
Sean is Ghost Man.
Okay. Yep.
Anyway, Nathan, thank you so much. I understand that you jumped to the NJGHS defense about our Eastern State certification thing, and I really appreciate that. So, their show is on
Sunday nights
at 9, Ghost Man and Demon Hunter. I have both Sean and Nathan's my top friends on MySpace, so you can get to their show from their pages.
Yes, they are following our example.
In that?
They're asking people for their stories.
Oh, good luck, guys. Well, actually, they have a broader reach, though, because they do the show live. They actually get people to call in and stuff, so.
Well, he told me, because I told him, I said, we're all a bunch of copycats now, huh? Taking what we're doing. He was like, imitation is the best form of flattery.
Oh, very smooth, very nice.
That's what I told him. I said, I'm picking my feet up because it's getting deep in here.
No, he's a very sincere, very nice young man. And I really applaud the fact that he and Sean have done a tremendous job with their show. I think it sounds good. A couple times I've listened, I have to listen to the archive version because by 9 o'clock on a Sunday night, I am just fried to a crisp, especially if I've had the kids and I've been running all weekend. So.
Or other something else.
What?
Nothing.
Another snide interjection.
What a shock.
Yeah. Woo. Anyway, but thank you so much, Nathan, for rising to the defense. I really appreciate it. And thanks to everybody out there for listening. Keep downloading our show weekly. And don't forget to vote for us on podcastalley.com. That really makes a big difference because the ranking is pretty much sucking right now. We're already down to like 75 or 80, and I'm not happy. I'm not happy. Okay? Make me happy. Vote. Get your friends to vote, your relatives. They don't even have to listen. I wouldn't put them through that. Just vote. PodcastAlley.com. Okay. And so keep doing that because, you know, at some point in life, you have to meet the deadline.